Welcome to Staying in the Black, a show about teachers and money. I'm Miss Black, a New York City educator, single mom, and personal finance translator. Join me as I build my runway to retirement. Each week, we'll share actionable steps, resources, and inspiration that educators can use to maximize their benefits and improve their personal finances. Staying in the Black means having more assets than liabilities and being able to pay off your debt without any problems. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and build a joyful life. Thank you for joining me. Hello and welcome to another episode of Staying in the Black. So today's episode is health is wealth. Right. So usually we talk about financial things here, and this is also financial because your health impacts the cost of certain things that you do, but your health also determines the type of life that you live. So oftentimes when we think about finances, we're focused on the money part of it, right? Well, it's financial, yes, right? So we're like, oh, we have to save this much money. We have to make sure we pay this much bills. We have to pay down our debt, all those sorts of things. But you can focus on that as much as you want, and you should be intentional about it. But if you are not healthy, you don't get to enjoy the wealth that you're accumulating. Or if you're not healthy, you end up spending much more money on healthcare and other things. So not only does your health determine how much you pay for your healthcare, but also things like life insurance. So, you know, you want to ensure that your family has is taken care of when you pass. Well, that will cost you more if you are unhealthy. Everyone knows the basic things like smoking and eating well and that sort of thing. But I have to be honest, I recently had like a health issue where I had to fight for a health screening. And part of the things with the health screenings that are important is that you have to know which ones to get, right? And when. And you would think, you know, you go to Google University, and it would be pretty easy to find these things, but I found it really interesting. The most up-to-date chart, which I'll probably post on my Instagram account, is still needs to be revised. And that's because healthcare field is always changing and looking. And I think COVID was one of those things that demonstrated whether they all agree in one way or not or another. But the screenings are one way to make sure that you're healthy. So we're going to just discuss some of the ways that you make sure that you can check on your health or things that you can do so that you're healthy, not only so that you can reduce health-related costs, but also just live a healthier and better life. So as you know, as educators, some of us start really young. Some of us are in different. I'm in my 40s. So those that comes with a different set of screening versus in your 20s. So I'm going to go over the basic ones that happen in your 20s and then say the ones that are added. So generally with health screenings, you need to have most of them, a lot of them, annually, and then they stretch. Sometimes it's like every other year or every 5 years, or once you hit an age marker, then you determine which screening you're supposed to have. And so the basic ones you kind of get used to, and they may be different for men and women. And so you should really look, and you should also have a conversation with your doctor. But I can tell you, and I'll share my story and why I decided to do this episode a little later, about the health screening requirement changing and my doctor not even being aware of that, which said I need to get a new doctor, which I did. But just having in your mind like, oh, I need to get this around this time, because you have to advocate for yourself and your health. And so in your 20s, the best, you know, the basic eye exams for both men and women are a eye exam either once every year or every 2 years, a hearing exam. They say every 10 years, you know, you're just in your 20s, you're just coming out of your teens oftentimes, so you're used to going to the doctor annually. So hearing tests you probably haven't had since you entered elementary school or even before then. You might want to just check it because you haven't had them probably since you were a toddler or entering elementary school. So just checking that you're listening. We're all listening to music through headphones and that sort of thing. So you just want to check it and make sure that it's okay if you haven't had that. You want to get your blood pressure screenings. You can go to those kiosk at the pharmacy, but asking your doctor part of your regular physical would also be helpful. And then skin exams. And I know they're probably, because those of us who are people of color as a black woman, you're thinking like a skin exam, but black people get skin cancer too, and you might have other skin issues. And then where you separate is for women, you want a pelvic exam and a pap smear. And for men, you want a testicular exam. So those are just like the basic ones. You also have to take into account your family history. So if your family has a history of some types of illnesses or disorders, you need to be aware of that. And that, you know, we don't always like to talk about those things, right? It's just like some type of illness may have taken a family member's life. You don't want to talk about it, but knowing your family history may also impact and determine the age that you have your health screenings at. So these are the screenings that you need. And you should be thinking about, there are also things that you should be doing. So right now we're just covering the screenings. And again, you have your eye exam every 1 to 2 years, a hearing exam every 10 years, blood pressure, and a skin exam. Those should be happening, you know, every year or every other year. And then for women, pelvic exams and pap smears, and for men, testicular exam. Right? So then you hit your 30s. You're going to keep with those basic ones. But once you hit 30, you're going to add a blood glucose test, which you generally get if you are pregnant. They check you for these things. But I can say in my 30s, I only had that exam because I didn't even have that exam in my 30s. I actually had it in my 20s because I was pregnant then, but I've never had a blood glucose. Well, that's the lie. Now they do it with your regular blood work. So sometimes you'll go to your doctor and they'll take all these samples. And so that's something that you want to check and make sure that is okay. Also, like your cholesterol screenings start at age 30. And for women, there's something called a thyroid stimulating hormone test, which is an exam that is done when there's a screening that's also done through your blood work. And so that's the added ones are blood glucose tests, cholesterol screening, and for women, thyroid stimulating hormone tests. And this is where it also depends on your family history. If you're a woman whose family has a history of breast cancer, instead of waiting to your 40, you may be thinking, hey, I need to start my breast cancer screenings earlier. So think about that. And then you get into your 40s. And so the added exams at 40 for women is a bone density test, a mammogram, and ovarian screenings, ovarian cancer screenings. For a man, it would be a prostate exam. So as I shared, I'm in my 40s and I've had most of these screenings, but what is added and is not, I couldn't see updated, is that now colon exams or colonoscopy screening has been lowered to 45. And so that's why you have to keep update. Like, it's almost like you have to Google every year. I'm this year's old. What screening should I be having? And you should be having the discussion, because most of us go to the doctor and we just are like, whatever they tell us. But because this information changes so quickly, you may have to inform them of the screening that you would like to have based on the information that you find. In your 50s, women are going to add a culinary screening and a fecal occult blood test. And men stay with their regular, because they start their prostate screening. So if you're having that every 3 years, every year, depending on your history, you're still going. So it seems like on this woman's side, we just keep adding them as we get older. And then in your 60s, you're going to add a, what they're calling a herpes booster, which is the shingles test, and a pneumonia booster. And that's just because for those of us who are in our 40s now, we probably had the chicken pox. And the chicken pox can turn into shingles. And so you've seen the commercials, which according to the commercials, you should be having this at 50. Having had friends who have had shingles, definitely something that I would be asking for in my 50s and not necessarily waiting to my 60s, because I hear that it's really painful. So that's the list of screenings. So if you get all the way to your 60s, the list of screenings are blood pressure, pelvic exam, pap smear, blood glucose test, cholesterol screening, mammogram, colonoscopy, ovarian screening, coronary screening, fecal occult blood tests, bone density, your shingles vaccine, and a pneumonia booster. And for men, that would be a prostate screening, and adding a testicular exam. So, and a hearing test as well for both men and women. So those are all the screenings. Others, as you age, other screenings may come up. And so you should really think, like, what test should I be getting and why? So I said earlier that the reason that I am having this health is wealth conversation is because the colonoscopy screening was lowered to 45. So at 45, I said to my primary care physician, hey, I'm 45 and I would like to have a colonoscopy. To which he replied, oh, you're just concerned about that because Chadwick Boseman. And I was like, no, it's at 45. And he refused to give me the referral for the screening. So I switched doctors because I felt like if it doesn't cost you to order the test, I'd rather the insurance company deny me than you just telling me no because you think that I'm being crazy or too sensitive to current events. And so I switched doctors. And then, as you know, in our healthcare system, there's sometimes a delay. So I didn't end up getting that colonoscopy until I was 46, just the timing of my physical, switching the doctors, that sort of thing. Well, because of that, well, not because of that. So I switch, I get the screening. And in getting the screening, they found a growth in my colon. And, you know, luckily, a pretty large growth. Like, after the exam, the doctor said to me, if you had waited till 50, we would be having a different conversation here. And so getting that screening and advocating for myself for screening was just a wake-up call for me. As a woman of color, we hear about discrepancies and biases that happen in medicine. And my doctor was a Black man. But knowing that made me much more sensitive and much more convinced that I needed to follow up. Like, something was just telling me that that was something that I needed to do, and I was happy that I did it. But in addition to me finding that out, that then meant that my son has to get his first colonoscopy at 35, right? And as soon as I came home from that colonoscopy, it's the first thing that I told him, which he thought it was a prostate exam. And he was like, a prostate? And I was like, no, a colonoscopy. And so I share it because we often think, like, if we're feeling great, there's nothing to worry about. We avoid it. As moms, we get busy. We want to make sure that our family, our husbands, our children are getting their medical screenings, but we don't always make sure that we get our medical screenings. I have a coworker, and what I love about her is that she makes sure she gets all of her screenings in her birthday month. So the month of her birthday, she's at every doctor's and specialist appointment. But that way, that's the deadline that she sets for herself. And she's aware she's going to get her mammogram, all of those things around her birthday. And she goes through the checklist and she's like, okay, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. You know, all these tests, and she's scheduling around that time. So that way she never forgets. So there has to be a strategy. But if you're not healthy, you can't enjoy all the things that you're doing or that you're putting in place financially. And these are just the screenings, right, that I just went over. Those are the things that you're doing kind of as a preventative measure to see, like, is this going to happen? Then there are actions that you have to take, right? And those actions include exercise. Even if you are only walking 20 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, or only working out for that 20 or 30 minutes a day, it matters. It counts. You don't have to be a healthcare, you know, a health nut and, you know, running 20 miles or marathons. If that's your thing, go for it, do it. But being active and walking around is very important for you being healthy. And then looking at your food choices and the things. So I'm not here to convince you that, you know, you should subscribe to any type of, you know, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, or anything like that. But you should be examining what you're eating and trying to figure out how to do it better so that you are healthier. And I can tell you, I struggle with it. There are certain things that I just love, like Chick-fil-A. But I have to sit there and say, how do I limit the things that aren't necessarily the healthiest for me? I don't believe in denial. You should be able to, you know, enjoy what you eat, but you can space it out. Too much of anything is bad for you. And so figuring out, having a discussion with your physician or a nutritionist, but really thinking about what you're eating, are you moving, and do you have the health screenings, or are you having the health screenings that you do? Are the steps that you need to take so that you're healthy and you can enjoy your wealth? Not only can you enjoy your wealth, and when I think of wealth, not only your financial wealth, but your family, and spending more time with your children and living long enough to have great, to have grandchildren and great grandchildren. If you're not healthy, it will impact your finances. Again, the insurance rates that you pay, your health insurance rates can go up because of it. your life insurance premiums definitely will be impacted by your health. I have a great, you know, life term policy, but it is also really low, that premium, because I took that test, all those tests, in my early 30s. I was healthy, I was active, all those things that if I was trying to get health insurance right now, given the results of my colonoscopy, that might be a challenge. So starting off with a healthy lifestyle earlier makes it much easier. And then I'm saying this to you knowing that it is hard, has become much more hard, especially with COVID, for me to be really active. So I have to join health challenges and those sorts of things. So that makes sure that I get my steps in and my movement in. I, you know, think about having like meatless Mondays or something like that to help me be more conscious of what I'm eating and make healthier food choices. And since this incident with the colonoscopy, I have scheduled my physical for this year, and I have a whole laundry list, and I'm going to forewarn my doctor and be like, this is going to be a long visit, because sometimes when you go in there, you want to get out and the doctor wants to get out. And right now, the average primary physician visit, because they do so much through blood tests, is less than 15 minutes. So like trying to schedule the time and making sure that you're advocating for yourself and these screenings are really important, and following up. And so we often don't go or follow up because we don't want to hear the bad news, when in fact, if we get these screenings and they're just part of what we do annually, we're more likely to catch it before it is a major problem that will impact our mobility or our life expectancy. So I hope that the biggest action step that So I hope that this is helpful, one. And the biggest action step that you can take on this is to really schedule your annual physical. Look at the screenings that you will have, that you should have in this age range. And at your physical, have a conversation with your doctor about the screenings that they are giving you. Be aware of the ones that you should have age-wise, and advocate for yourself. I never expected anything like that to happen and to come up negative, but I've had friends who at a young age were diagnosed with certain cancers that could have, the impact on their life could have been minimized had they been screened earlier. And as a minority, as a woman of color, there are things that disproportionately affect Black women that I need to be aware of, and therefore more active in advocating for those screenings for myself. And assuming, as I did, I can't assume that because a doctor is a doctor of color that they're aware or even thinking about the fact that I'm a Black woman when I'm asking for these screenings. So again, health is wealth. Make sure you get your screenings. Make sure you get your exercise. And do your best to eat healthier. Thanks for joining me today. Remember to stay in the Black. Look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you for joining us this week at Staying in the Black. Subscribe to make sure you never miss a show and visit our website at stayingintheblk.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at stayingintheblk. If you like the show, please tell a friend and leave a review in iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Gwen.